Gustavo Petro has been elected Colombia's first left-wing president, ending decades of conservative rule. With nearly all the ballots counted, Petro has won more than 50% of the vote against 47% for his rival, right-wing populist Rodolfo Hernandez.
This history that we are writing at the moment is a new history for Colombia, for Latin America, for the world. It's a new story because undoubtedly what has happened today with these 11 million voters, men and women, who voted to bring us to this stage and bring us to the presidency is a change. What is coming now is real change. We will not betray the voters who have cried out today that from today, Colombia is changing.
French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance has fallen short of an outright majority. That means he could struggle to push through reforms. A broad left-green alliance headed by Jean-Luc Mélenchon has emerged as the main opposition. And Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally has made huge gains. Officials from the International Monetary Fund are in Sri Lanka for bailout talks. The government says it needs at least $5 billion from the IMF as well as from the international community. A lack of foreign currency has led to shortages of food, fuel and medicine. Protests have been held in Pakistan against the rising cost of living. Organized by supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, demonstrators are blaming his successor for the crisis. Fuel subsidies were slashed recently under pressure from the IMF. Water levels are still rising in Bangladesh after its worst monsoon floods in more than a century. In northeastern India, millions have lost their homes. Dozens have died across the region since storms began in April. More than 200 people have reportedly been killed in Ethiopia in an attack in the region of Oromia. Witnesses say the victims belong to the Amhara ethnic group. The Oromo Liberation Army has been blamed for the attack, but it says it's not involved. Tens of thousands of Rohingya refugees have protested in Bangladesh, demanding to return home to Myanmar. They've had no access to work or education after fleeing a brutal military crackdown in 2017. Repatriation talks between the two countries resumed this week after being stalled for nearly 3 years.